now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is, well, the Roland Trujillo Show, or Ask Roland, if you will. It's a wonderful program. I talk about life here, the important things in life. And you're not going to hear it talked about the way I do practically anywhere else. Now, if you stop to think about it, let's look at this thing logically. The good Lord made bunny rabbits and raccoons and puppy dogs and foxes and ostriches and all kinds of wonderful animals. And each one of those animals knows exactly how to be itself without conflict. You know, you don't see raccoons or chipmunks having conflict and having to smoke marijuana or take drugs or something like that. They don't have conflict. And not only that, but they don't have any difficulty in learning how to be a raccoon knows how to be a raccoon. And a dog knows how to be a dog, maybe with a tiny bit of help from its mom. A robin knows how to be a robin. Doesn't take much help. A bird, all the bird basically needs is to be pushed out of the nest at a certain point of time, and the bird flies and then goes off and builds, has a life, perfect life, a perfect robin's life. But look at us humans. We should be, we humans, created in the image and likeness of God. We should be the most noble of creatures, with great wisdom and patience and understanding and reason and creativity and brilliance. We should be geniuses and noble and graceful. See? But look at us. Look at, you know, look at how low the average person has fallen. And even those who, you know, the ones at the upper edges of society that, you know, drive in the nice car and dress nicely and so on and so forth, you know, there's something shallow, something phony about them, you see, for the most part. Not always, but my point is we human beings are, remember the old, what was the name of that cute little kids show, the one that had the, was it the Lascals? You remember a long time ago, there were, you know, and there they were, and one of them had one shoe, and another one had pants with a hole, you know, with holes in the pants, and then the other one had dirt on his face, and the other one's hair was standing straight up, and you see what I mean? That's what we're like. We're just a hodgepodge, compendium of assorted people with all kinds of hang-ups and problems and conflicts and can't seem to get our act together. See, ungainly crowd, little dignity. Yes, once in a while you get someone to, you know, you put a suit on them, suit and tie, and have them to comb their hair and brush their teeth, and they look a little more presentable, perhaps, to go to church. But even nowadays, you see people going to church or going to concerts, going to public occasions and dressing like slobs, frankly. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to make a long story short, we're somehow missing the boat. If the good Lord made animals and robins and birds and so on so that they could be the perfect, whatever they are, perfect raccoon, perfect robin, then we humans, you would think that he would have given us the wherewithal, the gifts, the instinct, or the intuition where we could be a noble, gracious, brilliant human being. Wouldn't you think so? Well, actually, he has. He has. And so I will tell you more about this when we come back from our break.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, here I am. And I hope you're still with me because I am getting to something really good. See, I'm not going to cast my pearls before swine. I'm not going to give you the jewels, the crown jewels of today's talk right away. No, I'm not going to do that. You're going to have to hang around for a while. And I've got to lay some groundwork. And you're going to have to grit your teeth and bear to hear a little bit of truth and what seems negative, because I'm just pointing out how we humans are missing the boat when we shouldn't be. And if you can bear with me for all of that, then at the end there will be something beautiful there. Now, let's recapitulate. A robin knows how to be a robin. A bunny rabbit knows how to be a bunny rabbit. Why don't we humans know how to be humans without being ungainly and have a lot of conflict and live lives like slobs and do bad things and then have so much conflict over it that we end up drinking and smoking and so on? You see, why can't we just be ourselves? Why would a person, you know, we say, well, I couldn't control myself, or something came over me, or I couldn't stop myself, or I lost control. I didn't want to yell and scream at my kids. I didn't want to get angry and punch the wall with my fist. I didn't want to say those cruel things to my husband. I couldn't stop myself. Well, the question is, why not? Why can't you stop? First of all, why would mean or cruel thoughts come to your mind in the first place? And why would you be hateful or angry or vicious? Why? Why would that even be in you? See? And then if it was there, why couldn't you simply, you know, control yourself? See, I know the answer, and you do too, but you're going to have to wait to hear me say it. So when I say it, you can see it and say, yeah, you know, Roland, you're right. But now let me continue. God gave animals instincts. He gave humans intuition. Now, you know, you remember in the Bible you have some very wonderful people. People like Joseph. People like Isaiah, Jeremiah. People like Elijah. You have some very wonderful people. Moses, Noah. These were very, very, very noble people. Ruth, see, Mary, very, very noble people. They walked with dignity. They lived their lives nobly and graciously and morally. See, they had a very nice air about them. And incidentally, while we're on the subject, they say that George Washington was that sort of a man. They used to, some of his peers, some of the people, the high people in government, they called him Saint George because he was so noble. And he wouldn't even hear of something that was inappropriate. See, so these people do exist. So my question is, If we, humans, created in the image and likeness of God, why wouldn't we be able to intuitively live properly? Well, these great people, what they did is they followed their intuition. It's called living by faith. If you go to Hebrews, the 11th chapter of Hebrews, they call it the Hall of Fame. It's the Faith Hall of Fame. You got all the people in there. Paul talks about it, that lived their life, that lived by faith. See, Noah lived by faith. Moses led the people through, you know, the wilderness by faith. There's a whole bunch of people that he lists. They lived by faith. Now, what does that mean, to live by faith? I'll tell you what it means. It means that they followed their intuition. They followed what they knew in their heart, what they knew in their heart of hearts. See, they didn't doubt it. And if they did doubt it, they quickly realized that they had done something wrong, and then they stopped doubting it. The point is, they followed their intuition. Moment by moment, they lived properly. And if something didn't sit quite right with them, then they didn't do it. See? And if they didn't know what to do, then they wouldn't do anything. And when they knew what to do, they did it, regardless of what everybody else said. You know, like Noah, for example. Why, he was building the ark. You know, and everybody was saying, well, what are you doing that for? Well, he knew. He was living by faith, regardless of what everybody else said. Now, we all know that we're supposed to be that way. And when we see somebody, when we have a friend, or we see somebody on television, or we see an athlete or someone who they are themselves, they just go ahead and they are their plain, unadulterated self. And then all the world kind of follows them, see? Well, we sense that that's the way to be. To be yourself. But now here is the rub, as Shakespeare would say. We, most of us, kind of slink around a little bit sheepishly, and we live a little bit phony because we're not ourselves. Something else is operating through us. See? And that's part of the reason why we can't control ourselves. It's because something has gotten into us. Now, how did this happen? See? Because originally, the way you were created, if you had always lived properly, and you'd always done what was right in your heart, never doubted it, and you didn't hate anybody, you didn't resent anybody, then you would have remained innocent, and you would have grown to be a person of great stature, morally, intellectually, and in every way possible. And you would have had all kinds of wonderful virtues. And you would have been what you were supposed to be, not what everybody else said you're supposed to be. You would have been what you were meant to be, what the good Lord intended you to be, and the way you would have grown would have been just to live intuitively, as animals live instinctually. They just kind of know. A robin knows how to build its nest. You would have known how to be yourself. But you were diverted. You were diverted. And you followed other people. You doubted yourself. You didn't follow your intuition, and then you did some wrong things, you developed conflict over them, and before you know it, you didn't even know who you were anymore. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, woman. My name is Roland Trujillo, and you're listening to my program. It's my program, but it's for you. Now, why do I do this? Why do I do it? Well, I believe that I'm living intuitively. See, I have something good to share with you, and it will be of help if you receive it with an open mind and with gladness. And you have a change of heart about things, while it's good for you. See? And then it makes me happy that I was able to help somebody. Now, there's a lot of help out there. There's no question there's a lot of help. See? Now, when it comes to getting your car fixed, well, you go to the tire place, Les Schwab, and they do your tire for you. And they do a good job, better than you would have done yourself, probably. And if you need, if you fall down and break your ankle or something, you go to the emergency room or to the doctor, and they do a great job of putting a cast on you and so forth. They're excellent at that. You get a cut, you need to have it sewn up. They're excellent at doing that, see? And so everybody has something to do. Some people are farmers, and some people are electricians, and some people are cooks, and everybody has a calling in life, and they do, you know, very well what they do. So that's nice. I'm glad of that. But when it comes to life, you see, something more is required. Something more is required, and you know that's true because, first of all, even though you may be competent at what you do, and within the box, you know, you've got a decent job and you do things, you know how to do some things and you've got a car and a house and you got all that kind of stuff. You know that when it comes to dealing with your wife or your husband and your children, see, you know that something else is required. You need a wisdom that you don't seem to have. See, you need, as they call in French, le mot juste. You need the perfect word, the perfect thing to say, the perfect response. See, but you don't have it. Now, why not? Why not? Why do you not have it? And the other thing is that even if you do things well, you're a good mechanic, a good accountant, or whatever you may be, somehow you have conflict in your life. You have conflict over what you are. Now, why would you have conflict over what you are? And the reason is because you are not what you were meant to be originally. That's why you have conflict. See? Or you may have developed some good skills and are helpful to people with the skills that you have, but you acquired them ambitiously or resentfully. See? And so that causes conflict. Because you're not doing it simply out of the goodness of your heart. You're doing it ambitiously or resentfully. See how that goes? So what I have to say is good for everybody. If you could be yourself and then successful without guilt, without conflict, well, wouldn't that be wonderful? It certainly would. Now let's start putting it all together, shall we? Now, incidentally, before I go any farther, I want to mention a couple of things. See, what are you getting here? What you're basically getting is straight talk. That you're getting religion without all the jargon, without all the things that might turn you off. You're getting it in a very simple way. It's just as if we were sitting down at a table and we were having coffee and we were talking. Then I would say these things, see. And you would listen, and you would say, you know, you've got a point there. And what I'm trying to do is awaken you to what you know in your heart. I'm trying to awaken you to your own intuition by which you can see that what I'm saying is true. And I would like you to become friends with your intuition and follow your intuition, and then all your conflict would go away. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease,
To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland, and I hope you're enjoying today's program. Now, here's the thing. When we go out in the world and we react, we become resentful and angry. We take in the nature of that which has tempted us to become resentful and angry. We take things in. You take in the nature of other people. You take in the spirit operating through people who tempt you to be ambitious or tempt you to be resentful. See? You take that in. And then that spirit operating through you, see, then causes you to have conflict. You know, and it can begin at home, you know, with your mom or your father, your mom who you resented. Or your mom who you worshipped, or your dad who you hated, see, or resented, or he wasn't there for you, and so you hated him, see. That's how the world gets in. Or, you know, it also gets in when we do wrong things. Now, a lot of times, why do we do wrong things? It's because we resent our parents. We resent our parents, and we have conflict, because we're not supposed to resent our parents. Remember I said we're created in the image and likeness of God. We're supposed to be noble. We all kind of know we're not supposed to resent people and hate them. So when you hate your parents, it causes you conflict. Maybe they were hateable, but you shouldn't have hated them. See, if you did, you had conflict. So what'd you do? You went off with your friend. And with your friends, you drank and smoked marijuana and so on. See, to deny what? To deny conscience. To deny what you know in your heart. See, to deny your intuition, which is saying, hey, you know, you shouldn't hate your mom, you shouldn't hate your dad. See? So you sought comfort from, solace from other people that were just as wrong as you. See? And that's how you denied conscience. You denied intuition. You denied God through the comfort that you got from them. See? And so when you receive their comfort in the form of their approval, their assurance, their reassurance, you know, the marijuana, the alcohol, the whatever, the drugs, whatever it was, the perks that they gave you, see? Or you sought comfort from school, you know, you became ambitious to get grades and to get teachers' approval and to prove something, see? So you got their approval and their perks. But in accepting their approval and their reassurances and their perks, you began to be made in their image. See, they approved what they had made of you. If they made you hateful, if they made you an animal, then they approved of that hateful thing that they had made, or that animal that they had made, or that ambitious, you know, person that they had made, that conformist that they had made. They gave you approval for it. See, whether it was unsophisticated, whether it was drugs and beer, or whether it was, you know, latte and fine wine, you got approval and the reassurance and the perks. Then you had conflict with conscience, and you sought to deny your conscience with more drugs, more alcohol, more approval, whether sophisticated or unsophisticated. See? So now do you see how you went wrong, and how the approval, how the love of the world, what does it say in the Bible? The love of the world makes for enmity with God. Now do you understand that now? All right. So how do you get back? How do you get back to being yourself? Well, may I recommend a meditation that teaches you how to become still, how to sit still, how to become quiet? How to become quiet and observe thoughts and emotions without getting lost in them. See, now you know, a lot of people, their thought process is, you know, their mind just runs away with them. It's screaming and writhing, and their emotions are carried away, and their imagination gets carried away. You need to be able to sit back and observe it. And the other thing, you need a little basic training about how to go out in the world and learn how to see wrong without resenting people. See, and about not hating people, and so on. You need a little basic training or little reminders, and then you'll be fine.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extending my hand to help you to refine yourself, refine your intuition, become a friend of intuition and conscience, become a friend of God. I wrote a book, Becoming a Friend of God, Finding Peace of Mind. It's a beautiful book. And so I offer the meditation. It's free. We offer it for free. I have a lot of resources that are free for you. Please go to my website, coachroland.com. That's coachroland.com. And avail yourself of the very helpful resources that we have there. So you can be yourself and be successful and conflict-free and have joy and spontaneity again. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.